What?
I don't know, but see, my class, when we came up there as freshmen, okay, ICA was a predominantly black school. There were three whites in my eighth grade class, and they went up to Aquinas with us. But we were the largest black class that had ever gone to Aquinas.
Mm.
And I think we were like 15% of the class. And I think also that our class was the, because we were the most mixed class, you know, our class became the closest as far as black and white is concerned. Because, like, a lot of people felt that our class would start to change a lot of the attitudes that people had about the other race and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it did, because when we first went up there as freshmen, all the blacks, because we only knew each other, we sat at one side to eat lunch and they sat at the other. And by the end of the year, everybody was sitting everywhere, you know, and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think there was ever any, after the freshman year, there was never any real racial tension. We just got along because we went to school together and we enjoyed each other's company.
Yeah, yeah. Did you, were you able to, was there a lot of association between black and white kids outside of school?
Yeah, like on the basketball team and, you know, and the cheering and all of sports was a lot like that. And like the National Honor Society,
mm-hmm.
we got really involved. And when we had, when I was a senior, we gave a Thanksgiving dinner to the elderly citizens. And it ended up, oh, I had such a good time there because like anybody and everybody that wanted to come could come. And, you know, we had such a good time because we all enjoyed it. Like, and some of the older people, they were a riot, you know, like they'd sit around and talk to you and stuff, and you just crack up laughing, and they'd be laughing and everything. And we had such a good time. And the best part was after we had fed them and we had taken them home, we got to come back and eat. So we all sat around and ate.
Uh-huh. Let me see, what about your parents? Are you, now your mother's from here, from originally from Augusta,
mm-hmm.
huh?
My father's from, I mean, my mother was born in Burke County and my father was born in Jefferson County, which is about 3 or 4 miles. And, I mean, you know, like, she was born outside of Louisville, that's the easiest
way. Just outside of Louisville?
Yeah.
And your mother was born near Waynesboro? Or, well, she was born?
She was born near Waynesboro.
Down where your grandmother
yeah,
lives now.
Right.
Now you say she was she's a teacher, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she went to Payne. Where else did she go to school? Do you know where she went before she went to Payne?
She went to high school in Waynesboro because I think it was Waynesboro. Yeah, because she had to stay. There was a great distance between outside. She lived quite a few miles from the city of Waynesboro.
Mm-hmm.
And in those days, the only way she could get to high school was if she stayed in Waynesboro. So she lived with this lady, and she went to school in Waynesboro while she lived with her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she became, the lady became sort of like a second mother for
mm-hmm.
my mother, you know?
And then she came up here to Payne.
She came to Payne.
Okay. Was this, the lady, was that a white family that she stayed with?
No,
okay.
It was Mrs. Moore.
Okay. Then what about your father?
Well, as far as I know, let's see, until, I don't think, four or five years ago, he didn't graduate from high school. He went back and he finished.